You know what, before you guys even say anything, I just want to say thank you guys for all that you guys do, all the hours that you guys put in, as much, you know, as you know, we try not to listen to the media and all the outside noise. I know how much time you guys put in and how much, you know, you guys show up every week, win or lose. So I know that means a lot to the K-State fans, and I just want to say thank you guys, and I'm grateful for you, no matter what you guys say about me, and even you, Kellis. But no, thank you guys.
Hey, I say mostly good things.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I'm just messing with you.
Hey, snowy conditions, blizzard, and you guys run 102 plays, 35 points. I mean, make sense of that for us.
Yeah, I mean, coming into it, like, I mean, riding the bus over here, I had no idea what type of game it was going to be, honestly. Like, I didn't know if I was going to be able to grip the ball at all, come out in warm-ups, and thankfully it was kind of more packed snow, so it wasn't melting a lot. It was cold enough, obviously, so the gripping on the ball wasn't really a problem at all, which, thank goodness, I like to throw the ball, so that was good. I think we did some good things offensively, but, you know, obviously not enough to get the job done, and it sucks because, you know, I wanted to be able to send this senior class out the right way.
Can you sum up your emotions after not just that, everything that you've had to go through?
Yeah, it's hard to put it into words, honestly. This place has meant the world to me. All the relationships that I've had, that I've built, the people that I've come across, all the coaches, all the players, like, genuinely, I love this place, and I'll cherish it for the rest of my life. Like, this place turned me into a man.
That last play, how close was it to working?
Yeah, it was close. It was kind of just an ad lib. You know, I saw Phil in the back of the end zone, wanted to give him a shot, but, you know, their DB made a good play, closed on it, so good for them.
Did you guys throw the ball better than you anticipated being able to?
100%. I mean, I had no idea what it was going to look like I said, so I was pretty satisfied with how we were able to throw the ball.
Talk about Ben a little bit today. Had a career day, and the connection you guys had seemed to be pretty special.
He's a dude, man. He's a dude. He's unguardable, I'm telling you. He's special, and he's somebody I'll cherish the rest of my life. You know, the relationship that we have on and off the field. And he had a special night, and I'm so happy for him because he was just able to go out there and do the things that he does. And it didn't even feel like he had that many yards or anything because he was just – catching, you know, routine balls and then going and running people over for a bunch of yards. But he's a special player, and I know he's gonna be great in years to come.
This game turned a little different, even offensively for your side, with the weather conditions. Did it surprise you a little bit?
Well, yeah, I mean, I knew it was gonna be bad. I didn't know, you know, being in Manhattan, Kansas, you never know what the weather's gonna be like. You know, no matter the forecast, there could be a ton of snow, there could be no snow. But obviously, you know, we were prepared for it. We knew that it was a very big possibility. So, yeah, I thought we did a really good job handling the conditions, and I thought it was honestly more of an advantage for the offense just in terms of the footing because the ball wasn't too wet.
In high school, did you ever have a game like that conditions-wise?
I can't remember the last time I played in just like a snow-covered field like that. Like, I've had games where it's been either coming down a little bit or like maybe there's a little bit of snow that they have to shovel off the field, but I've never played in something like that. I don't think, maybe Pee Wee, but never in high school. It was, that was crazy. I'm not gonna lie.